Tonight, the Lansing Symphony Orchestra wraps up its season with a program featuring music from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet and the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 1. WKAR's Melissa Benmark caught up with conductor Timothy Muffet for a preview.
Rachmaninoff wrote 4 concerti total, and the second and the third have become kind of the war horses of the concert hall. But this first concerto, for me, is one of those early explosions of genius along the lines of the Mendelssohn Midsummer Night's Dream, where it's one of the first works out of the composer, and it's just remarkably well conceived. It's got all the trademarks that we love from Rachmaninoff, the beautiful melodies and the sense of drama and the unfolding and, of course, the incredible piano virtuosity. Far from being empty virtuosity, but it's thrilling. It's absolutely thrilling piano writing. Really heartfelt second movement. But it has all of these wonderful qualities that we love of Rachmaninoff. And then on top of that, it's a really tightly conceived piece of music, and there's not a sense of sprawl, and there's not a sense of, we're in and out in under 30 minutes, and the statements seem complete and focused and concise, and I just love this concerto. It's a great, great work.
You know, that's interesting to me that you said about a tightly edited work, because it just had never crossed my mind until this minute that, much like an author that you would read in the book, some composers will use more than they need to get the point across, and others will write very tightly, like, for instance, a Hemingway or something.
Right. And also it's a matter of that many of the musical ideas that are presented spring from other musical ideas, much in the way Beethoven operated, not in the same sense of small fragments, but there is a natural, as this piece unfolds, each section feels connected to that which preceded it. And so it's a beautifully inspired piece. I think he probably, I don't know the details, but I would guess it's one of those things that he sat down and wrote in a spurt of inspiration. And it has that sound to it.
Tell me a little bit about the soloist. I understand he's a repeat guest for us.
Well, Christopher O'Reilly, yes, was here before playing the Manuel de Falla's Nights in the Gardens of Spain, one of my favorite pieces of music for piano and orchestra. But it's not a big piano showcase. It's certainly the piano and the orchestra are very, very closely integrated in that. And so, you know, here we brought in one of the world's most highly regarded and well-known pianists, and I thought it'd be nice to bring him back and have him play a piece where he steps out in front a little bit more, as in a true concerto fashion. And this was a work that Chris suggested, this first concerto of Rachmaninoff, and I'm so glad he did. It's been a really exciting experience to get familiar with this piece and prepare it.
And then the other piece on the program is the Prokofiev selections from Romeo and Juliet. And one thing I suppose we should make clear is that this is not the Romeo and Juliet that people will hear in cartoons and advertisements and et cetera, the Tchaikovsky
right.
fantasy.
Right. This is, I think, a almost miraculous score in the complete ballet of Prokofiev. We're not doing the complete ballet. We've put together a suite that follows the basic arc of the story and includes many of the musical highlights.
You put it together yourself?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So this is something that people may not have heard, this particular assemblage.
Yeah, they probably haven't. But they'll know many of these movements if they're familiar with the composer published 3 concert suites. You know, I've taken some liberty here, and the problem for me with the suites is that they don't reflect the storyline very well. Or there are certain movements that now over the years have become audience favorites, and so why not include them, put them all together into something? But then also, I mean, more importantly for me was kind of retaining sort of the integrity of the story and having the experience of hearing this ballet suite somewhat resemble the experience of the play. But this is some of Prokofiev's most extraordinary music in terms of characterization, in terms of ambiance, atmosphere, drama. And he really very much taps into his romantic side on this. However, always retaining that clarity and focus and almost pristine quality that we associate with Prokofiev, his neoclassic side. There's a reason that it's a perennial favorite in the concert halls, and it's just always a pleasure to live in this music.
Do you have a favorite section of it?
That's difficult to say because I love it all. I do find all of the music towards the end, Romeo at Juliet's tomb, and then the death of Juliet, to be just a level of inspiration that is extraordinary. And almost as a listener, you feel almost as if you are inside Romeo's head at one point with the swirling, the his sense of being overcome with the situation and not knowing which way to turn, and I can't believe this has happened. And then the tragedy continues. But even in the end, the death of Juliet movement that brings the whole suite, that brings the ballet and the suite to a close, the way Prokofiev reflects on the story in the music and the way he deals with both the passion and the innocence and the purity in this one gesture, all in a retrospective mode, and then bringing the whole thing to a close with the utmost of simplicity and directness gets me every time.